Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. Of course, I own Learburg with my wife, Cindy. This is a good question. It's about a person that wants to do agility work with their young dog. And the question is, when she's out on a walk, is it okay to allow the dog to sniff around? Or is that giving the dog too much latitude and having it ignore her as the handler? It's a good question if you're not a dog trainer. I'll read it and then we'll talk about the answer. I have an 8-month-old working bloodline German Shepherd that I would like to do agility with. We're working on loose leash walking and engagement games, and she is smart as a whip. I would like to take her for long line sniffing walks, but am afraid she will not want to focus on me if I allow her to just do her own thing on these long lines. I have a number of your DVDs from Learburg, so if the answer is in a DVD, would you point me to the right direction? Yeah, right. I always tell people the difference between an online course and a DVD is if you've ever had a 3 or 4 hour long training video and you need to find 5 minutes in the middle of that training video, do you know how hard that is? Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Look for it. You'll take an hour trying to find it versus an online course that's organized into modules and segments. You can find something like this to review in a matter of seconds. I mean, seriously, there's no question about it. But anyway, she said, I would also add that I am 76 years old and have always had German Shepherds over the years as pets or farm dogs, but never needed the engagement and the focus required for a dog sport. Thanks for your time. So, you got to give this lady credit because she's almost my age. Almost, not quite yet. So, Cindy says, I always allow my dog to sniff on walks. It's a vital activity that stimulates them in a way that we can't do it. And that's really so true. I work on engagement in my regular training sessions, and through those sessions, my dogs learn that when I say, we're going to start training and we use the word, are you ready? They know when you're going to have a little 1 minute, 2 minute training session, not a 20 minute training session, a 2 minute session. And you're about 100 times better to have 10 2 minute training sessions a day throughout the day rather than one 20 minute session where I will guarantee you that 99% of the dogs out there are going to get bored and want to go do something else. So during that training, and we cover this in The Power of Training Dogs with Food, we cover it in our engagement videos that we've done, that when we're going to start a training session, we say, are you ready? And you sound excited. And the dogs learn, are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. What are you going to do now? And when we're done, we say, all done, or okay. And that's the release, so that they know the training is finished. This is really, really, really an important lesson to learn for your dog. It's something that when I started my dog training 55, 60 years ago, I never knew anything like that. I'd go out and train in my driveway when I was in high school with my dog for a half an hour at a time. It was stupid, but you don't know that then. So take this, if you're a new dog trainer, get the video we did on The Power of Training Dogs with Food. Get the videos we've done on engagement. And then it's not going to hurt you here. It's just going to make a better relationship with her dog if she does what she wants to do, which is take the dog for walks, let the dog be a dog, keep it on leash, and let it smell whatever it wants to smell, unless it's a dead bird or something like that. Anyway, I think we've answered her question.